It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lackawanna County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lackawanna County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we'll say good morning to Josh Benega, Lackawanna Veteran Service Officer. Did you have a good weekend there, Josh?
Yeah, it was all right. It was a good holiday weekend, and yep. Hope everybody else had a good celebration, whether it be Easter, Passover, Ramadan, whatever you
and the
celebrate or choose not to celebrate.
The weather cooperated, so
for the most part,
all of my kids got made it out here from the Twin Cities and back safely, which is like everybody else.
Well, I bet they got really good gas mileage on the way home. that was a strong west wind.
It was blowing pretty good, yeah.
It was.
Well, one of them said he took a picture of his gas or the indicator and said he was getting 50 miles to the gallon. So
I believe
that
it.
That was pretty good.
You know, I got home from lunch on yesterday, and I was like, oh, the wind's not, you know, it's a nice calm day. I'll get a steak out to grill tonight. About an hour later, the wind picks up.
Yeah, like, kind of changed.
Yeah, I made BLTs instead, you know, bacon in the oven.
You're making me hungry. We better move on.
Yeah. All righty.
let's salute a veteran.
Of course, today we're saluting Corporal Donald Edgar Hippler. Don was born on July 1st, 1919, here in Madison, passed away. He entered active duty in the United States Army on August 27th, 1943 at Fort Snelling. Honorably discharged just shy of 3 years later on April 6th, 1946. At Camp Beale, California, he was a rifleman with the 351st Infantry Regiment. He was wounded in action while fighting in Italy. In the knee, he participated in the battles of Rome, Arno. And some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Purple Heart for being wounded in action, American Campaign Medal, World War II Victory Medal, European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Medal, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Donald, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, the VA is moving to speed up community care appointment scheduling, and you're going to tell us about that.
Yes, sir. The VA put out a press release on March 9th. But a newer program that will hopefully reduce the time it takes to schedule VA-authorized appointments in the community. Technology that will help VA schedule community care appointments faster than ever before is now up and running at all VA facilities. VA will be expanding its use in 2026 so veterans can more easily choose the health care they've earned. The External Provider Scheduling System, or EPS system, gives VA employees instant access to scheduling systems of all community care providers who participate in this program. So the community providers have to be participating in this program. So, like, for example, the Sanford Clinic in Canby or Madison Healthcare Services or Johnson Memorial, they have to be participating in this EPS program in order for VA to be able to reach out to them. With that information, VA can immediately book appointments for veterans that fit their schedules. Without the EPS, VA employees often have to make multiple calls to multiple community care providers and relay that information back to veterans before a single appointment can be booked. Under this traditional method, which requires a lot of phone time, a single VA employee can only book a handful of community care appointments per day because, you know, a lot of phone time. And it can take days or even weeks to book a single appointment. Now, I'm sure that's dependent on, you know, if it's a specialist or what. But the CPS enables VA employees to book as many as 25 appointments per day. It's quite a bit. It's about 10, 15 minutes per person per workday. It's a vast improvement. It means less waiting time for veterans. Currently, there are 27,000 community care providers participating in the EPS program, covering 78 medical specialties. VA's goal is to sign up thousands of additional community care providers in 2026 as part of VA's ongoing effort to deliver timely veteran-centered care. Costs nothing for providers to participate in EPS. Community care providers can learn More at, there's a website here, va.gov/communitycare/provider/ and so
on. In other words, call you.
Yeah. You can go to va.gov or contact my office. But I do want to mention that I'll be closed for the bulk of the week.
You're heading to Mankato.
I have a training conference in Mankato that starts tomorrow, but I'm leaving this afternoon for it. I'm not as rushed in the morning, and yeah, me and the clock don't like to cooperate. So Tuesday through Thursday, I'll be in Mankato. I'll be in the office for this morning. So you can contact my office, or there's the Veterans Linkage Line.
And you could probably tell us that number.
I got these long arms, so I could reach and grab
long
that.
Arm of the law.
Thing for long arm of the VSO.
That's right.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838. You're on the website, minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, contact our office. Normally, we're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Kind of green.
Yep.
Starting to get green.
Yeah, I've noticed my grass is starting to turn green, or...
I think that last bit of snow has kind of did the trick, that moisture there.
April showers bring May flowers.
That's right.
You can reach us by phone at 598-3445. And, again, I'll be at a training conference through Thursday. I put down April 10th in the papers, but April 10th is a Friday. I'll be in the office on Friday, April 10th, but Thursday, April 9th, I'll be out. So
call ahead.
Yes, just make sure I'm around.
All right, sounds good. All right, well, safe travels there, Josh. We'll see you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.